here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, my friend. We're here checking in on Bravo. Sorry, we've been a little inconsistent lately. It's just like life's fucking happening. You know, but we're here.
No, these kids are taking over my fucking life. I don't have time. I can't. I feel like I'm drowning.
Yeah, we don't. Like, there's only so much time in the day to watch fucking shit TV.
God, I mean, it's just crazy. Let's talk Larry.
Of course. Thank you. You watched the finale.
Tyler doesn't want to have sex with Susie. I do. She's one of my favorite people of all time. And I find her to be a feminist female icon. I hate the word feminist, but I'd like it because I'm into, you know, I support women, but women, it should be, men should never have gotten the lead in life as it is. Women should be running every show, and she's just so great.
She's so good. She's so vile, but like, just
lovable.
Lovable at the same time. And just, I love her and Larry's relationship over the course of this entire show and how like, they just cuss each other out, and then she shows up at the trial. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about her as a character. It's like, she's not, even though she's an asshole, she's not an asshole. You know what I mean? I also loved when he went to jail.
That
they all
wheelchair
were like,
is so
all
funny.
Right, we got
What's
lunch
for lunch. You know? Yeah,
good.
Jeff, the only issue I have with that show is Jeff cheating on Susie. That's the only thing I would like him so much more. I love him, but it sticks with me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
you're
maybe
right.
It makes it so that Susie has more anger. But I just always hated that part of that.
Yeah.
And Cheryl Hines, or Cheryl David, whatever the fuck her name is, Cheryl Cuckoo Bird, because I can't get over the fact that she's married to a lunatic, and
who's
I can't believe
to?
That she's married to JFK Jr. or whatever that.
No, she's not the one running.
Yes,
for
she
president?
Is. Yes,
what?
She's married to him.
Have you ever heard him talk?
I her so and then it like makes me think, is Larry nuts for keeping her around, and does he just get a kick out of it, right?
That changes my entire perception. I listened to one podcast about him. His voice is the most painful thing you've ever listened to. It's like scraggly, and like he's gonna die any moment. Like it's like, hello, look, I'm gonna change the world. It's like, what the fuck, who could listen to this?
And maybe I'm just
wow.
I feel like I don't know really what he believes in, but I just know that he's cuckoo from just absorption of things over time. I'm anti-politics this year. I do
Me
not
too.
Care. I don't give
either.
A flying fuck. And
I can't care. For my
I'm
going to
be honest
sanity,
with you.
I can't. Don't say it. You got to vote.
You know, I don't know. I don't fucking care. I feel like everything is rigged and it's weird and everything is just a farce.
It's all fucked. It's bad. I'm not taking any of it in for my own sanity. I just can't. And you know what's sad is that this is what it's come down to in this country, is that it does matter where you live and like how much you can care or not. And it's like, we're lucky enough to live in a place where we can not give a fuck.
It is what it is.
But the rest of the world is fucked.
How are we here again? You know, it's like,
I know. It's crazy.
And it's the Democrats' fault. If they could, wheel in any homeless person off the street and it would be better.
I
mean,
better.
But they're not trying.
No.
So if they lose, that's their own fucking fault.
Who has voted, and we're not trying to be political. I voted, you can vote however you want. I've been Democrat my entire life. To put him up when it's like there's a groundswell of you're too old and
when everybody
you're
hates
not productive
him?
And nobody, I can't even watch him talk. It makes me uncomfortable. You know, so it's like, what are we doing? What's the average Joe going to do?
Like my jerk off kid who won't get up for school because he's up too late, but it's my fault because I'm too tired to argue with him, and I let him, you know, decompress a little too long because he had such a long, hard day of sports and student council meetings that this third grader is packed his schedule full.
He's part of the student council. I love
that. Where he signs up. He goes to meetings before school with like teachers and stuff. And is, I don't know who this child is. Me and Tyler don't give a fuck, but this kid is involved. He's doing announcements on the
community activist.
Yeah, he really is. Then he's doing sports. And so I feel bad, you know, like let him decompress. Decompress from what? Go to fuck to bed. But that's my own fault. And that's where I feel like we are. So Whatever. I don't
Yeah,
care.
fuck it. Fuck it.
And I just hope that, I'm alive next year. That's all. So.
Yeah, right. I have to say this about Curb. This is a closing. I have loved this show for decades. I've found it to be a joy throughout, like, most of my adulthood. The show, in some capacity, has been accessible. And I love Larry David. And I love also
I
that
do
they made a
too.
homage. I loved the scenes with him and Seinfeld. I thought those were just,
Loved
like,
it.
dynamic. We're going to see Seinfeld tomorrow for our
Oh,
report back.
my
One of his
God.
stand-up. Yeah, I'm excited.
Wow.
So I'll
Clean
report back.
comedy.
Yeah, I think it'll be,
Did you
we
ever see Bill
rewatched.
Burr?
No, we didn't. Because he went on at 11:30 p.m. What are you supposed to do if you're a fucking babysitter?
That's ridiculous. I would be asleep. That is,
11:30?
I, he should be punched in the face for
Yeah,
that.
thank you. I thought it was
Me and Tyler went
obnoxious.
to see him, and I really think that comedians who lock up your phones are losers. No one's
That happened.
taping your stuff. It doesn't change anything. Then hire people. I don't like my phone being locked up in this day and age. Then it makes me think that there's an emergency and I got to get home. Now my kid's dead and I didn't get to see his final words because I had to hear Bill Burr say some stupid joke and he's worried. It kind of is like the pussification of life, but I guess it's we're
See,
living in a different
I
world
think
where
you gotta
people could.
force people sometimes to, like, be disconnected. I don't take issue with it because it's like, it's
I do.
so rare to be present in something without staring at your fucking phone.
If we're
Anything these
paying
days,
this
even
much to
movies.
see, yeah, no, it's good. But if we're paying this much to see these stupid comedians, then have a little Johnny Rocket stand at the end of the thing and stare at me and cuss me out and kick me out and drag me out if I'm on my phone.
Oh,
I
doesn't
see
really
both
bother
ways,
me.
but it bugs me. I'm too dependent upon it, I guess. It just makes me not, with kids. I
Yeah.
my brain starts to go like into
I guess I
crazy
have my
mode.
watch, so, like, if something
Oh,
and
they make you take your watch off
oh,
though.
they didn't. If I'm wearing, if you're wearing a long sleeve, you can sneak it in. You know,
Okay.
that's what I've done.
I either wasn't I go on and off with this dumb ugly watch.
Yeah.
Love what it gives me and provides me in life.
Yeah, I'm
Hate
addicted.
wearing it.
I wear it
Hate
all
the
the
look
time.
of it.
When
I should
Jordan
get
gave
the
it to
ring.
me for Mother's Day, I pretty much cussed him out. I was like, "Who fucking
Oh.
wants this? I don't want this thing. This is fucking horrible."
I
And then,
love that you're cussing him
I
out
know.
for gifts.
And then 2 weeks later, I was like, "Best product Apple makes." He's like,
That's
"Jesus
so
Christ, the
funny.
worst."
Tyler, I yell at Tyler every gift he gives me for birthday or Christmas. He lives in fear of what he gave me. He'll give me, and then I end up loving it. This year, he did buy me men's cologne for Christmas, and that was awkward, and I did feel bad. But at first, I smelled it. I'm like, "This is freaking musky. This is men's cologne. What are you? You do not smell a dude."
Right,
And it was
right.
men's cologne. He went and he's like, "I'm gonna cuss that lady out that sold me this men's cologne he's buying me." But he bought me a sewing machine one time, cussed him out for that, ended up loving it. That's so funny. I'm so happy that I'm not alone. I've always felt guilt for that. I did love the ending. I
Me
loved
too.
the courtroom. I loved the airplane scenes. Richard Lewis looked dead already. Wild seeing him sleeping there on the chair when he's leaving.
God, I know that video you posted of, like, the end. It was nice. It's nice that he made it to the end, even though it made me uncomfortable to watch
Oh
it
no, it is
this
nice.
season, you
Oh, and it's
know.
beautiful to have that memories that he's saying such kind words to his friend on tape,
Yes. Yeah. Great.
But
All right.
there is something when I go do all these notaries and people are they'll be dead next they call me, "Oh my dad is dying. I need a power of attorney." And I gotta go see all these people all the time. They look just like him. The color of their skin is just gone. And you can tell.
So sad. All
Daddy's dead.
right. Where are we starting? Dying to.
I like seeing Jerry Seinfeld get old too. Money can't save your hairline.
His
But
hairline's back. But, like, I thought he looked great at the curb.
oh, I thought he looked aged, but
Okay. I mean, he's old.
I
It's
would like to
crazy.
see him a little fatter, but he's thin. I guess when they
But
stay
they're
so
healthy.
fit
They're,
and
like, vegan
healthy,
and shit. Yeah.
they look like they're gonna die to me younger
I saw
than
this.
a fat person.
I saw this in. That's so counterintuitive. That's very
It
you.
is. It's the opposite. Yeah.
I saw this interview with him, with Larry David, where he's like, they're like, "Well, like, it's something about, like, what he likes to do." He's like, I don't like to do anything. I like to go to
I
the
saw that.
office.
I saw
He's
that.
like, I
I
don't
like to
like
sit
to.
at home.
I don't like to go on trips. I don't like any of that. I don't like it. I just want to go to home and play golf. It's like, Jesus Christ, all this money. You're not even like you're traveling the world. You're just sitting around playing golf in Encino or something.
It's crazy. It is wild.
All right. Where do you want to start here? Summer House?
We
Martha's
can
Vineyard?
start with Carl, who looks like Richard Lewis to me, but
We're starting last week. You want to do last week Summer House? This is Thursday. It will be dropped today.
yeah, well, we haven't talked about it, have we?
No. What did you want to say about this one?
I think Carl's a piece of shit. If
Carl's
you
like
think
it.
you were gonna marry Lindsay, who is a
Yeah.
psychopath, then stand up to her, and you obviously have a vendetta against Kyle for saying that you're a cokehead or whatever, allegedly, with your laptop, and you'd forget whatever he
But
said about
that's
him being on
factual at
drugs.
this point.
But he has a vendetta, because to make someone who you officiated their wedding, and he's hired you and rehired you and really gone out on a limb for you, even though Kyle has done some shitty stuff, to make him a flower boy as a man to man, and to just clump him in with two other friends is a shit move, I think.
Yeah, there's this. Did you watch the trailer for like the What's
And
Coming
then to
Next in
blame it
Summer
on
House?
Lindsay. I did, but I kind of phased. I
Okay,
didn't really pay attention.
there was one scene where like Lindsay said something where I was like, now I'm flipping back to like what you said last week, where I'm like, oh, Team Lindsay, but where she was just like, you want me to be somebody I'm not. And like, I think again, it comes down to Carl has like a misconception of like, he has a misconception of what Lindsay, who Lindsay is and what she's gonna do and how she moves. And it's like, to your point, either you check her because she's making your best friend a flower boy and don't be a pussy, or,
Yeah.
you know, like, I just don't understand how he thinks, how can you tell a grown man that you were the person who married them, that they're a flower boy? Like, what
Might
a
as well
fuck
piss on
you.
him.
It's almost, don't even involve me in the wedding. Who the fuck is
Exactly.
a flower boy? This sounds bad, but I feel like the only flower boy should be like somebody's gay best friend.
Yeah,
Outside
or
of that, what are we doing?
that's even
Poor child.
right. I hope, yeah, it's just, I can't even look at Carl, how skinny he is and that mustache. I want to punch him in the face. I want to
Yeah.
punch Lindsay a little bit too, but we forgot to bring up when she was at the bar and Kyle was telling her, which Kyle is probably on something, he just wants to get married.
Yeah.
And I think Carl could be into dudes. I could see him eventually. I don't see, there was no sexual chemistry between, I've never seen him have sexual chemistry with anyone. He was weird when he would try to pretend he liked Paige and go in the pantry with her and pretend that they're fucking around. I don't
Yeah.
know what, but I don't know what Paige likes either. Just herself in the mirror. She wants to just masturbate to herself. That's all she likes. She don't like anybody either. But Carl, when Lindsay did the fake, like, I'm Stepford wife. She's so batshit crazy that I loved that scene, and that's what wins me back. I can't believe I'm back on that psychopath's side.
I'm not. I'm on neither their side. Like, also the way she just rolls in is like immediately drinking. You can tell she's chasing something. Like, the
She's
vibe has
stressed.
changed from last summer to this summer. It's like she's walking in, I need a limoncello. Like, she's getting her fucking fix, you know? So it's like
Give a fuck. There's a lot
there's
of problems behind the scenes. It's not on camera.
something happening just underneath the surface that is like so evident with both of
Oh,
them.
yeah.
And it's just, and everybody sees it, and they're all like, what are we doing here? You know? I mean,
She's
it's
like
just
that
crazy.
song, a single mom that works two jobs and loves her kids. That
Yep.
song, that's what I picture Lindsay beat up to hell and just coming in to get that drink. She acts like she's got five kids and she's so stressed out.
I
It's
know. I
crazy.
know. I loved Paige reading Carl for the flower boy decision. I thought that was great. That
She's
like was
great.
she's great.
She's great this season. I love psychotic Paige telling Lindsay she's on her side.
I
I
know.
haven't loved Paige so much.
Yeah, I know it's a good season for Paige. I just there's something about how Carl's like I guess I'm like he's losing me as I've watched this because he's letting himself get steamrolled like an idiot, but then he's also pretending like he's gonna go through with it when he
He's
knows, he
using it.
fucking knows he's
He
not gonna do
knows.
it. He
Oh,
knows.
yeah, he knows.
So it should have been cut off my.
Yeah, he knows when he had those guys come in and get dressed in their outfits. You make people fly in for that
Thank
shit.
you. I wrote down flying in for a fitting question mark is not the royal wedding. But it's like, what are we doing? You can't go to a men's warehouse and get fitted. Everybody's gonna fly in, including the
Crazy.
flower boys who are adult men. I just can't get over that.
Andre is so cute though.
He's adorable. He should have stayed on the show. Again, I think Luke was a travesty to me. I would still watch Luke. I would still
Oh
watch
yeah.
Andre. I would honestly still enjoy Sam on the show. I thought Sam was fun as well. They've gotten
Who's
some of
Sam?
the Sam and Croy, remember the blonde? She was kind of unhinged. She was like in love with him.
I don't remember a Sam.
Do you mean? Croy? Is that his name? Corey. Sam and Corey. Corey, the guy out in
Oh,
Winter
Sam, the
House.
girl, a girl.
Yes.
Yes, they
Yes.
could should have kept her. She's
Yes.
electric and cute. Yeah,
Yes.
right.
Yes.
And keep that white trash guy. Come on. What are we doing
Yes.
here? Why do you have to introduce? He should be in place. Jesse Solomon's nice. I like him and
Yes.
Wes,
Yes.
but Wes, whatever the fuck his name is. I like them together as a friendship, but I don't like Jesse in the group
I
because
agree.
kind
He
of a
doesn't
little
really bring
bitch.
anything. Yeah, he doesn't bring much.
And obviously, Sierra is too much of a woman for Wes. Like, make a move, act like a man, Wes. Stop acting so nice. And you bug me. And Sierra is obviously does not like him.
Yeah. No. I mean, you can tell if she's like, it's
She
just.
needs a man. It's
I
too
like
nice.
him.
He's
I
nice,
think
but
that, yes, I don't know if Ciara knows what she wants, kind of thing. Because again, I judge her because she was deeply, like, still, she's still crying about Austin this season. When she was talking to
crazy.
Craig about it, there were tears in her eyes. And if you're crying about Austin 3 years later, what's happened? Yeah.
And I'm
Oh,
sorry, I've never thought Austin was cute, but I'd rather screw Austin the rest of my life than touch West sweaty ball. I everyone's in love with him. I'm not attracted to him one iota.
no, you've made it very clear, which I thought was weird. I
I
thought he'd
don't
be
think he's
somebody you're
cute.
into. Yeah.
No, I'm not a, I'm way more. I would rather screw Jesse Solomon. I love a psychopathic jerk off. Jesse Solomon looks clean and smells good.
Yeah.
West looks like he hasn't showered since he's been on the show.
Yeah. All wrong.
Kyle looks medium stinky.
Okay, thank you for bringing up Kyle again. Two things. First, I loved him saying I was eating cherries listening to Hans Zimmer. That's just like all time. I was just like, if I could get a super montage of him drunk in the kitchen eating, I would like bring me joy.
He's the best.
The second piece that I sent you, this video of like page six of Amanda, and it's like, what are your biggest icks about your husband? And then she's just like going off about how he like disgusts her. I don't understand filming that video and putting it out there. Like, why is the shtick to shit on your husband? You chose him. He cheated on you. You stayed with him. You made your bed. Why are you shitting all over him all the time? I don't understand it.
She says Kyle is trash. She says that.
Yes. Say
Kyle
that
is
about your husband.
trash.
It's
Kyle
crazy.
is trash, she says.
It's
She's a
crazy.
terrible, she's miserable. She hates Kyle. She really does.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kyle doesn't want to grow up and he should have ne they should have never gotten married. How can they afford that house? I guess it was only 1.6. It seems to me like they are in like a house of cards situation.
It
I
does
don't
feel
see
that
them
way.
with like reliable income,
Well,
but they
it's just like
must.
I definitely think they have income, but it seems like, you know, he's still in the serious position of building out the business. So I'm sure he's, you know, like, I don't know what their profit margin yet is like.
I wish them success. I really do, but
Yeah.
she's miserable. She wants to go live half a year in the Jersey woods without him.
I love when she's like, yeah, you know, like a month at a time. I'd live apart. It's like, woo, red flag. Like a month. Like, A,
Gorgeous, gorgeous yard, beautiful
Kyle,
house.
you're 42. Give up the city. Like, it is time to move on. You
All
know, it
right,
is.
work remotely.
And
You can Zoom call the team.
if you're in Jersey, it's a freaking train ride. You take the
Right,
sub, you take the train in, or you drive. It's 35 minutes. You're not like you're not leaving the ecosystem of the Northeast.
right.
You know,
He should
yeah,
do that for her, and
yeah.
he doesn't.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
Neither of them want to make sacrifices for each other. or like meet in the middle of like what they both need. And so it's just like a major misalignment.
He is going to, when he's out late at night. I don't even know why she gets mad at this point. It must happen quite often, more than that.
Yeah.
And that is who he is. At first, we thought that she wasn't getting mad at stuff like that anymore. But when he says it's lonely being in a marriage with you,
Yeah.
he is going to cheat on her eventually.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah.
either she will just hide it and never tell anyone,
Yep.
but she and she, they should break up. I mean, before they have a kid, that would be, I can't imagine them having kids. And when they say we're not ready yet, time's up. I know we say this every week, but it still blows my mind that people think that you have all this time. Even Paige,
Yeah.
she's gonna fuck around, and I don't know who I see her with. Do you see them ending up together, her and
I
Craig?
do.
Craig
It's
looks
all
so, his
apart.
eyes look sad and worried when he's around her.
Because he would already want to be married, and she's not.
How long are they gonna let that?
I mean, she's not that old, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's older, but she's 30. So it's like, I think.
She's 30,
In New
but
York, 30, you know, it's not like
is
you're in
she 30?
Charleston
Is
where you
that
get married
it?
at 25. Yeah, I think he's just 30. Maybe he's like 31.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't know.
Yeah,
People think they got
31.
all this time, and even, you know, biology or whatever. I mean, she's gonna be 35. She should. I saw a clip of her talking about freezing her eggs. She should. I mean, I think this is an unpopular opinion, but I think if you're married, I guess her, she was talking to Hannah. Hannah's married. If you're married and you're 30 years old, I don't think you should freeze your eggs. I think you should have a
Just
fucking
get
kid,
pregnant.
because
That is definitely an unpopular opinion.
you'll never regret it, and it's just better to just move. If you're going to do it, I don't
I
think
think the
I think you
only.
can do anything in life. I don't think kids hold you back the way that you fear they do.
No, I
I
agree
just.
with that, but I think that when you're at the peak of your powers in your career, like they are right now, and that she's like launching her Netflix
I
special and
think it
blah,
could
blah,
only
blah,
help.
she just. She, I agree with you, but I don't think that's how people perceive it. You know what I
They
mean?
do.
Like,
They're
she's,
scared. They think it's over, but it would give her
and
brand content for being pregnant, having a baby.
transition them into a whole new audience. Yeah, all those things. But I don't, you know.
I guess if you think you're going to have a kid and you're going to wait 10 years, I just love, I wish I knew my kids when I was 10, because I just love hanging out with them. It's
But
just so
you're like,
fun.
you are deeply. A you love being a mother, like that has become your
I don't know
central
how
piece of
that,
your
I don't know how
identity.
that's
And
happened.
like you would have 10 kids.
Yeah.
You were in the zero zero
I
point zero
know.
five percent
It's
of
so
like
sad.
obsessed with motherhood in a good way,
No.
but like
Oh,
you
I don't
would
think it's
have
0%.
no, I'm saying in terms of like your desire to have a ton of kids. Like if you could, you would
Oh,
have 10
I
kids.
don't know.
You'd have
And I
another
don't
one.
know. I'd have, well, I stopped myself. I
Yeah,
would,
but
but
you
it wouldn't
would.
be good. I wouldn't be able to. I'm at my max
Manage.
of giving
Right, right, right.
giving them attention.
Yes.
Some
But
days I feel like, did I talk to that kid today? You know, it's like I feel it's like it would be too much.
good.
No, but
I
I
talked
just
to him today.
think you know, it would be, if you waited 10 years, you know, you're like, it's just so, if you're gonna do it, I don't know. I guess I don't see him as such a life stopper as that. So you can, you live life, you know. It's like
Yeah.
you just go out and do it.
No, you just, yeah, you do it. I think
But
it's,
just
yeah,
freezing
there's a
eggs
lot of
seems like
fear
a
around it
nightmare to go through and like get
through the
injected when your
process.
husband can just spit his sperm in you
The only
and
other thing I can
bada
think
bing,
of
bada
is like
boom.
maybe she's not confident that it's going to be him. You know, like
Right. Oh,
that's the other piece.
right.
Like maybe it's like, I got to
Yeah.
save the eggs for the next marriage. Yeah. All right. Anything
It's so
else on Summer
crazy. Like
House?
when you're, do you notice like when Sterling will say something that you're thinking maybe, and you're like, wow, that's genetics. They like, that's so funny. I was thinking it, and they say it. I don't know.
I don't feel like that's happened yet, but I do see him taking on my, like yesterday we had this art show for him. He was like so nervous he was going to be late. And I was like, fuck, that's totally in my energy.
Oh, that's
like,
so cute.
We got to be on time. What time is it? It's at 5:30. We got to leave at 5. It's like, oh my God, this is me. And it's like, Jesus Christ, that's horrible. I've passed on my time obsessed nature to him. All right. Vineyard? Martha's Vineyard?
Yes.
All right. Loved this episode. I really enjoy this show, and I really like how they like, I like how they have group meetings and then shit all over each other, and just like, again, the dynamics of this group is really fun to watch. I enjoy it a lot. And I forgot about Phil. I forgot about him, but he's still a disgusting piece of shit. You shit in somebody's bathroom, you don't flush it, you're horrible.
I think this is the best show on Bravo. I thoroughly enjoy it. I look forward to it. It's fun to watch. I don't feel like it's great. It has the it factor. It's
it
great.
Has the it factor, and also has like layers to it. Like you have like Shanice getting told she has bad fashion, but it's not just like bad fashion. It's like, oh, I have no money because like I'm unemployed, and now I'm like,
well, she's butt naked watching her.
I know. And I love her being like, I love my body. That's why I'm naked. And then like you have like even like the Jordan stuff with her losing her hair and crying. Like, you feel horrible for her. It's like,
yeah,
they find ways to add complexity to these characters that I do not think they do in Summer House necessarily. Like I feel like they add another layer to these characters.
I'm hoping that she'll make some money off her whatever she's selling. She's linking it to something. So I'm hoping she gets money for the hair.
All right.
Cool. Oh, I feel like the Summer Houses are equivalent. I'm really enjoying, but I'm glad it's like two different, you know, whatever people that would group together.
Yep.
But I enjoy the Shanice saying that she's broken everything. This is what I enjoy. I'm comparing Martha's Vineyard and the Valley right now because they're both new to me, even though the Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, whatever, we're 10 years, almost, we're almost a decade in with these losers that, but Martha's Vineyard and the Valley, I really don't like the Valley, and I love Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard, the girl's crying. She don't have no money, but yet she's an electric neon bikini. And she's like, I sleep in, I go to the gym, and then I come home and watch TV and stuff. And it's just happiness.
Yeah.
And these kids are quality people. This guy is saying to these girls, what's his face coming in, Nick?
Oh, yeah. Like, am I handsy? He took that well.
And he was really genuinely upset. Yeah. It's nice that there's quality people. And they really just click. It's just a fun, effortless show. I don't know if I really enjoy it.
The Valley, we're seeing underlying darkness with children involved, which is like a big no for you. So like, I think there's also like, it's a bad display of young parenthood as well to a large extent.
Yes.
So it's like, not even young parenthood, just like young as in the children are young. So I think that's like where that comes. Like this is, there are no kids involved. They are all friends. They're still at the age where this kind of behavior is acceptable. You know what I mean? So it's like, it feels lighter because it is lighter. It's darker to be at a county fair with your kids present talking about how you don't fuck your wife.
You know, and that was the happiest part of the show for me.
Right.
Like, Martha's Vineyard. I got to come up with their names. All these names flashing before me. The one who's pregnant, she kind of went down on her side, Jasmine, on the tube.
She did.
I don't like that. Made me want to barf. I know the baby's here and he's healthy, but that made me nervous the whole time. I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, she was going on that thing, sailing down. I think I love Noelle. Like, Noelle was getting ready in one of the scenes when she's like, Martha's Vineyard, bitch. This is my vineyard. I'm having the best time. Just like talking to herself. I just really.
She's so cute.
She's adorable. And I think Alex is an idiot to not like be interested in her. And like, I mean, her drunk approach there, that she like felt a type of way about him, and that like he was,
she's
her
scared
man, was
off.
A little stage five clinger, because like you guys haven't even kissed. So that was a little wild. But I do love her like bubbly personality and just like her look.
Oh, she's great.
She's great.
And the fact that she would have that conversation with him is hilarious, because Nick or Alex is 100 years away from being in a serious relationship. 100. He's just outliving life.
Yeah. And it's just interesting to see somebody like, he's sober and a vegan, and he's like in this house and just like
Oh, and I didn't even realize he's sober. It's yeah, that's not an drink. Issue. It's great in a vegan. I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
But remember, he looks she healthy. Brought him back food,
Look
and
at
then he was
that.
like, eh, I'm not really a tofu guy. I was like, hey, thank you for the fucking food.
And everyone's making fun of the poor thing. She is adorable. She is a great cast. I love her.
Yeah.
Bria is psychotic and nuts and is a great reality TV with that dog.
Her and that dog. Dragging it in, carrying it out, dragging it in. I mean, and she's somebody that can look haggard as fuck and then like the most beautiful, polished woman you've ever seen. She runs like hard in both
is
directions.
Chic real quick.
Yeah. I saw her on Watch What Happens Live. I'm like, look at her. Sparkly, beautiful makeup
she
done.
Is.
And then you
she's
see her
hilarious.
On the show and she's disheveled walking around in like pajamas with the dog, you know?
She is so funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Amir is a stand-up guy. I'm surprised. I thought that he was a little
Told
would
you.
Be a little bit more, but he's so sweet.
He's the sweetest. He's like the girl's friend. He's the guy's friend. He's a good dude. He's not grabbing ass. You know, he's great.
Preston's hilarious. What was he crying about?
Oh yeah, what was he about?
On
Phil,
the deck.
I guess. And
I love
thinking,
him.
Yeah, I love him too. I love his fashion. I think his looks for the confessional are just incredible. Nick running in a crop top. A crop top is a hard no for me
Yes,
for a
I know.
straight man.
So Ezekiel Elliott. I don't know why that's all I can picture Ezekiel Elliott in
Yeah,
is those
right.
half tops.
That's good.
Nick, and this is really 1990 of me, but if I saw a guy wearing that, if I met Tyler and he was wearing a half, I would never be able to have sex with him. I would never believe that he doesn't want to go to a truck
Why are we
stop.
Wearing a crop top? I do
right.
not understand.
Imagine you meet your husband, he's wearing a crop top. I thought Tyler lived with his dad when I first met him, and I was like, oh, you don't. And then I found out that's when I gave him a chance. But even if he lived with his dad, I would never have given Tyler a chance.
Right. I feel like Nick, he has irrational confidence both in his personal style and like who he thinks he is as a person that carries him through life. You know what I mean?
He's
Like he
cute.
really thinks
Yeah.
He's the shit and smooth and
But he was.
fashionable and like nobody can tell him that, you know?
But the fact that he gave the girls, he really was upset,
I
goes
agree.
so far for me.
Yes, 100%. Because he took their, he did not get defensive. He just ate it and was like,
yeah.
Okay, noted. Thank you for having this conversation with me.
And
I give him major props.
He left the room and seemed really upset about it and didn't, you know, said it to the, you could tell he was genuinely upset with himself and learned something there.
Yeah.
And probably was the first time that he's ever been told that.
Yep.
And he had more remorse than any Bravo celebrity I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, I agree. It was a genuine,
What was I going to say? I love how they make such a big stink out of guests.
Great. Really is.
Like,
there's
such
like
a voting.
The approval process,
like,
the voting.
Can't just
It's a
come
no
for
for
one
him.
night.
I know.
Right. It's crazy.
It's fun. It adds to the show. Good.
You know,
right.
Okay, so Jasmine, if you're pregnant, you should have to take pregnancy tests to come on these shows. If you're pregnant, you're off the show.
Agreed.
Janet, I hate your guts. I hate your husband from the Valley. The only people that I like on the Valley, we're going into the Valley now, are Danny, Nia, and Jax Taylor. I said what I said, motherfuckers.
Here's my thing. I think Dorian was like, why is he so terrible to his wife? Like, why is he acting like this? And I was thinking about it. This is
Which
what I
one?
Think. Jax. Like how he's treating Brittany. I think there's like two things happening. I think that he thought that if he cheated on her, they would break up. And then she forgave him and now they got married. And then I think he really resents that she did not bounce back after the kid. And that has just like,
oh, he's a pig. Totally.
And now he's just treating her like she's some third class citizen. It's gross. And he's,
well,
you know.
I do think he's an involved dad who loves his kid. And I think there is a lot of stress with poor little Cruz. That's another thing. The fact that he's regressing in his speech stresses me right
good.
The fuck out
I
the
know.
Door.
Not
and
good.
I can't handle it.
It seems like there's something there for sure.
It
And yeah,
scares
it just,
me.
That trickles down, right? And then if you don't have a solid foundation, to you're hold fucked. You there, you're fucked. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen. I mean, again, them at the county fair, and he's just shitting all over her. And they're in front of the kids being like, oh, I used to put her in a jacket and throw wax all over her. Like, there is an age where kids fucking listen to you. And 3 is about when that happens. That kid definitely heard my what kids her fucked. Father was saying.
Yeah.
You know? Crazy.
These guys, it's very depressing because these guys hate their lives, hate their children, hate the life that they're in, and wish that they were single for forever.
Danny is the only mature guy in this group. When they were talking about love languages, they're like, what's that? And he's like, you guys need to understand that. When he was like, what your partner needs, or you're not going to, like, you know, and it's just like,
Tyler came to me with love languages. I would slit his throat, allegedly. I wouldn't actually do it, but I don't.
I think it's like, it's valid. It's valid to understand what your partner needs. Like, you've said this, like, Tyler is much more like affectionate and blah, 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 and he's like, you know, like, so we all have the things that speak to us. And if you're not doing that for the person you're with, it doesn't, they're going to feel.
I think it's more of me just not being a see you next Tuesday, though. It's just like a genuine deal, like each other. I guess I don't know what my love language is. I just am so annoyed at the world, you know. I don't know. What do you think your love language is?
My love language is like words of affirmation and gifts.
Oh, okay. I guess mine would be acts of service, like cooking for me. Yeah, it must be.
I was going to say acts of service would be yours.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because like words Dorian of affirmation very much are obnoxious to me. Yeah. Oh, he does. Yeah. He likes it. You know, yeah, he's a man. Tyler, too.
This is like, we've had tons of arguments about this or just conversations, but like, he is very old school in the sense of like what a woman's role is in the household. That is passed down to him from his Jamaican.
It's sweet, know, though. Upbringing. Yeah.
I mean, sure. But it's like, it's very, like, this is your duty kind of bullshit, which, like, I don't fuck with.
He'd lock me in the basement. Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, no one's seen Justine.
I try to
be
traditional, but the thing is, see, Dorian wants to eat your food. Tyler wants to cook for himself. So it's different.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. But
see,
yeah,
if I would have married a guy who. Yeah, I know.
Laundry. Like, he just wants somebody to do all of his shit.
Yeah,
and then he's like, so what a great sweet. Woman. She's a stand-up girl.
You are a good woman. If I want to be married, you're a good wife. I'm the opposite. Tyler he probably really wishes I'd be dead. He says he doesn't, but he'd be better off.
Yeah, I think Jackson's just Jack's belong just like when we have to talk about Jill on Bravo or on Below Deck.
Oh, Jack's don't let us forget.
Belongs on television, like he just does. He deserves his coked out, allegedly crazy nature needs to be on television. Even when he
those
stood
eyes.
Up, it's like after he like already shit all over Kristen at that dinner, where he's like, everybody's ganging up on her. You know, it doesn't feel right. It's like, shut up, Jack. Like,
I know. He's so great.
He's so good.
And he could do nothing this whole season. He's still just being there, lights everything up. He's really a.
Incredible.
I like Brittany, but I don't. Yeah, I feel bad saying I don't. And I've lived with guilt saying that about her body because my body is nowhere. She looks great. I'm sure she weighs 30 pounds less than I do. I feel really guilty that what I said. But I can't stand the way she talks. I can't stand her mouth. It seems like it's gotten 10 times worse. Than when
it
we first met her.
It's crazy that like her accent hasn't faded at all. Like she's only leaned in harder. Kentucky's a hard accent.
I think they screwed up by not acting like they're still married. Like knowing that they're divorcing and she seems happy. I do think that maybe they are splitting up.
I think they are,
but it
too.
Kind of has ruined the show for me knowing that they're not together.
Oh, see, I like watching because I'm like looking for the Easter eggs of their demise, which I think you're seeing. You know?
Or I guess it makes it seem like, oh, yeah, their misery really is misery. It's not just like edited that way.
Oh, no, I think it's real. I mean, I think you're seeing two real relationships just fall apart in real time, which, you know.
Jackson, Brittany genuinely laughs at what Jack says and seems and laughs at him. And oh, like she really genuinely laughs at him.
Yeah.
And then this other woman seriously hates that Jesse since day one. Michelle, I'm getting their names down.
Even when she's like, he was a one night stand that stood around. It's like, wow.
And I wasn't attracted
to
I know.
He's horrible.
I love him too. See, he at least gives some TV, right?
No, great TV. Showing up in that weird jacket that looks like a
she's great too, but I love depressing as
that gala too. She looks beautiful.
She's prettier as she goes along. Yeah,
I loved the dinner episode with them fighting about the. I mean, that was compelling television. I think Kristen is great TV because she always steps all over. I mean, I love when she's like, "Why are they bringing up racist stuff?" It's like, you brought up the racist shit. Now you're crying because you were also racist. What the fuck are we talking about? Like, she's nuts.
And what's the truth in that? And is Teresa Giudice's son? Somebody said that, which cracks me up. That's what he would look like with his hairline. If you notice how his hair is down to his nose, like
Zach's
Teresa.
Hair, yes.
And they would say that's what if Teresa would have had a son, that's what he'd look
that
like.
That would have been great.
He does kind of look like Gia.
I think they definitely said something and nobody wanted Kristen to say it. And then she said it and they fucking threw her under the bus. Because I believe, like, Kristen, one thing Kristen will do is say whatever the fuck.
And
he
doesn't seem like, that upset.
No,
friend.
He knows. He escaped unscathed while she took all the brunt of it. Just like, even him facilitating the whole mediation, it was like he's just trying to get his ass out of this situation as quickly as possible.
I think Kristen almost ruins the show for me too, because she's one step away from. I saw these like two heroin addicts sitting on the curb sleeping on each other, and I just can't get them out of my head. I feel like she's one bad month away from that. I just can't stand looking at her.
There's like an unhinged vibe to her that comes across every time she comes on the screen. Like,
yeah.
She never looks like polished and like put together. Do you know what I mean?
No. So,
like, even when she showed
get her
up at
the
gala,
Walmart
like,
jacket.
What is she
That's
wearing?
Where she belongs.
Why,
no offense
why
to Walmart.
Why is she wearing a bra? Why workers. Did, you know? It's just like she seems real disheveled.
Yeah, she does let her titties just flap around and like they're in
around.
Pain.
I do like Luke, though. I feel like Luke's a stand-up dude who deserves
There's something wrong with him, though,
Midwest
to pick Kristen.
Yeah, true. I love when he's like, no part of me wants to live in LA.
Then it's fucking like, move,
dating,
Luke.
Why
right?
are you dating her?
And Kristen, move to Colorado. Get off TV and go, you know, work at a dispensary. That's where you belong.
Yeah.
In Colorado.
I think I don't hate the Valley. I enjoy it, honestly. But I do think it's like kind of a dark watch. You know?
I enjoy it, but it is a dark watch. Janet and her husband bother me. He's very...
So she said a word that Munch sent me this list of Gen Z references.
Uh-huh.
Like how they reference, like the words they use. And one of them was Delulu, which she said in this episode, which is delusional, which I want to like...
Oh, Delulu. Okay, right.
Hate that. And I wanted to be like, you're too old. You're not Gen Z. You can't say Delulu.
Once you're pregnant, you can't say Delulu.
I agree.
And the husband sits down and is like, what's the gossip? Like, if Tyler sat down and said, what's the gossip? I would think he's invaded by aliens, because I want a man who just zones out when I'm talking, not sits there and is interested in gossip.
Yeah, I don't know. They seem like too vanilla for this show.
They're so uptight and jerk offs.
Yeah.
There's just something about the way that they think they're better than everybody.
Right.
I don't know. I just she's pregnant, it makes me nervous. I don't want to watch her. And she's like, I want McDonald's. He's like, we got food at home. It's like that would set me off if I was pregnant or even now. You don't say we have food at home. I'm a grown ass adult. That means get me freaking McDonald's. We have food at home. Who the fuck do you think you are saying that to me?
I love that.
It's over.
I think while pregnant, valid, but I think other times.
No, anytime you should
re-put
I'm
you
against
healthy
it.
Choices, you know?
No, but he's like, we have it from home. Like they're broke or something. I don't know.
What's your dinner at McDonald's order? Or like lunch or dinner? What are you getting? I don't really know what you get at breakfast.
Oh, if I am trying to lose weight, so I try not to eat McDonald's, but I would either eat a kid's cheeseburger Happy Meal with the kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I didn't eat McDonald's after I saw those videos that's of how ultimate. McDonald's
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
Get, nothing happens, just plastic.
There, unless I'm like on the road or something.
Then I have fallen off the wagon having children, and I feel guilty every time I feed them McDonald's, but they get such a joy out of it.
Right.
And it's such a marketing bullshit, but it is bad.
Yeah, we were in the store the other day. And I was like, I want Reese's Puffs. I was like, what the fuck? What do you know about Reese's Puffs? Like, I saw an ad. I was like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I have kicked my, I used to eat a lot of Fruit Loops. I haven't eaten those in probably 6-7 years.
Fruit Loops? I didn't know this.
The only cereal that we eat is like Crispix or, because cereal does have all that Roundup and shit in it. Sad.
Wow. The joys. I mean, back in the day, as kids, I see my parents were so lame. I had to have, it was under 6 grams of sugar was the cereals I could eat as a kid.
It's good.
Really limited to just Honey Nut Cheerios. But anytime I would be able to go somewhere that had like other cereals, I'd be like, fucking Fruit Loops. Like, I'd be so pumped.
I grew up with a mom who gave Crispix and then put sugar on top of the cereal. And like gallons of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, like Rice Krispies, you just like put sugar on top.
My mom still pushes so much shit food. She watches the kids and sends home cupcakes. It's like, why are you doing this to me? It's just, and I don't want to be a bitch, but it's like, stop it.
All right, anything else on the Valley?
I don't know where the show goes.
The devolving continues of the relationship. But, hey.
I guess, yeah. I wish I loved it like everyone is.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I thought last week was like amazing. I thought that was a great episode. I thought this week was okay.
That Martha's Vineyard, nothing happens, but it happens for me.
Different for you. Like lightness is your love language for TV.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I know. You really like light, fun. You don't like dark and real.
That's
really.
True.
Even with Love After Lockup, when it gets too dark, you're out, you know?
So even like the woman is like, I got to drink this wine and pump and dump. It's like stresses me out. Like, you got to keep your milk levels up if you're interested in that, you know? And like, you don't even have to fucking pump and dump. I don't know.
All right,
I get crazy.
Talk, Jill on Below Deck. Incredible. Your tweet about she should go into restaurants like Gordon
should.
Ramsay.
Yeah, I'm glad you're
the
only person who likes it.
I think that would be a great show. Fantastic. She
is great.
The way that she rolls in as a guest and takes over the entire charter is just incredible to watch. She is so nuts.
Why does anyone want her near them?
I was wondering, like, the friend.
How does she have friends?
To talk to the chef about dinner. She's like, I'm going to leave it to the primary. I'm not going to steamroll. And they sit down. The primary doesn't say a word. And Jill's just like, can we get crudité? Can we get sushi before? How about we do two types of pad thai? Just like, what if you're the person paying and your friend is up your ass like that? Like, pretending like she's in charge. Probably paying to be on the trip. It's crazy.
And the next morning, when they're sitting out, I have an issue.
Yeah,
I'll get to Joe, but here's my problem with Below Deck. Nothing's changed.
Couldn't agree more. I hadn't watched it in 3 seasons. When I watched it, I was like, this is the same shit.
How can you not have more people helping this chef? How can you not? This is why they're getting offered a breakfast burrito on a freaking yacht. If I heard Fraser say breakfast burrito, I would drown him, allegedly. I mean, what? I don't want a breakfast burrito on a super mega yacht. I have issues with that.
I would love like a high-end breakfast burrito. I love a breakfast
burrito. I don't
think
it's a high-end. I think you get a better freaking one at a taco shop in San Diego.
Right. I think
breakfast burrito sounds so low class to me. I don't know.
I just think like I only watched the one episode and like I won't keep watching. But that chef seemed like he was in over his head. Like, you need to be able to tell people how to tell you what the menu.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like,
control it.
Tell the stewardess exactly how you need to know what is what. What's the chart? What's the method you're going to organize yourself to know what to cook? You can't blame it on somebody else if you don't have your shit together. So I just felt like he was real subpar.
I hate how everyone's miserable to work. Why are you on a yacht then if you don't want to be working in customer service?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's like also you're in like Jill's a dime a dozen. In these
right.
Groups. It's probably very standard to have somebody this uptight. So it's like, that's the industry. When you're working with a lot of money, people have high expectations. It's like what you're dealing with.
I love how she gets under everyone's skin though. Even the captain's like, we got Jill. And Fraser's like, I hate everyone on here. No, I don't. I just hate Jill. I thought that was hilarious.
When Jill's like, she walks in, the jacuzzi's too hot. And she's going off about the ice.
But she's feeling the water.
She's feeling the water. Oh, it's too hot. When do you have different ice? You have different ice. I need my Diet Coke cold. Like, I mean, she came in so hot, and I love her bringing somebody in to tell them about the amenities in the room, which I actually agree with her. I do think that should be stocked, but just the way, like,
100%.
Has anyone ever told you that? Have they told you that? Or, you know, I don't know.
How can they not have a cute little take-home bag? Or what's it take to put in some toiletries?
I agree.
That should be there. And she's right. The primary should have a little doorbell.
Yeah. I mean, she had some good points, but it was just like her overall.
She's psychotic.
It's her approach. And she alienated them all instantly and then just kept going, like railroading.
She goes around
the boat.
Her whole life, the grocery store, yes. People Everywhere. Don't want to see her coming and they go on
yes.
break.
Yes.
She's a nightmare.
We were texting about it. Her poor daughter. Can you even imagine
no.
what she's doing? And the husband.
No.
The husband looked like he hadn't listened to Jill. Are they married or just boyfriend?
No,
whatever.
I don't think they're married, but
he hasn't listened to her in a year. Like every time I looked and she was raging or going off about something, he was like in his phone or like looking down. Like,
how is he with
attention.
Her?
I don't know.
How does
some
she
people
get
like,
a man?
Some people like that kind of like neurotic controlling energy, though, you know? Like,
it's beyond neurotic. It's psychotic. It is.
Level.
Imagine, does she not? I mean, this is crude, but I can't imagine her having sex with him and what she says during sex.
Oh, I know.
Like coaching him throughout it. I can't imagine. See, there was something about Bobby that she really respected him, and she kind of kept her mouth shut when it came to Bobby.
She did. You're right. Because probably cause
and she's out of control
time,
of the older she's getting.
I know.
She's like wound up and she's nuts.
I bet she's sending Allie voice notes after phone calls, after text messages, responding to Instagram. Where are you? You didn't call me.
It's psychotic.
So I see you're at dinner. Like, you know,
and
it's
she's
just like,
living
I
with
can't
a boyfriend
imagine
unwed. And she says that she goes on Jeff Lewis Live and she says it. You know, she's best friends with Patty Stanger, which can you imagine those two together? They could.
Track.
They should make them go up against criminals and get them to confess to shit. Casey Anthony would come clean.
Yes.
Not to bring this up, but people really think Casey
constantly.
Anthony's innocent. Did you ever watch some show where they convince you she's innocent?
I have not. I don't. That's one case I never really tracked.
Right.
And like haven't got deeply into. I don't need that mother energy. I saw a horrible story in the LA Times about a mother doing some
left
shit
her
with
kid
kids.
for 10 days.
No, she murdered the boyfriend in the house, then took the kids in the car, pushed them out on the freeway.
I saw that because of the eclipse.
And then she crashed into a wall. Oh, it's because of the eclipse?
That's what the headline was. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, horrible. It's like, what the fuck? That's why I don't even look at the news. It's like,
I don't watch, I can't.
My life.
I can't.
Like, disgusting.
Yeah, there was a woman that went on vacation and left her 10-month-old baby in an apartment. And everybody says they could, there's like Ring cameras of hearing this little baby cry and nobody rescued her. And she came home and changed her clothes before she called the cops. And...
I can't. I like how we went from Jill to mother murderer.
Jill, Allie seems nice. I can't imagine. I don't know. Again, we're so lucky. My mother's so nice. I feel guilty how nice she is.
I know. Look at you.
I'm the Jill.
You're the broad of the fan.
I'm the Jill. No, I'm more like my dad. So she's got my crazy father and me. And no wonder my brother
funny,
doesn't
like,
talk to us.
We were watching something. Do you remember watching something? I was just like, oh, God, I'm not like a group tour person. Like a group. He's like, I don't think like you're a group person. I'm like, God, I don't think I am. He's like, I don't
what does
actually
that mean?
Think. Like, you know, like group activities. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm not. And then he's like, I don't actually think you're a people person. I was like, huh, am I? And then I was like, no, like I actually don't like most people. Like,
you have a lot of solid relationships though.
And like, yeah, I'm like, if I know you, I know you, but like you'll walk into a room and ask.
Oh, I love homeless. I love random people. Right. Right.
And like,
I can't get these heroin addicts out of my head. Yeah.
That instinct to like know about strangers like you do. You know what I mean? Like if
right.
you're in my network, you're in. But like I am very much like
right. I have no one in my life, but I have every stranger I'm nice to. Yeah. Yeah.
You're deep with the strangers. All right, is that it? Anything else here?
Wish I cared about Vanderpump Rules. It's really lost
I
me.
Haven't. I did not watch this week. I think I've, you know, it's almost like you know what happens even though you don't watch. You know what I mean? So I'm good.
Lala's having a girl.
Yeah.
Hooray.
It does seem like if you have a gender, you just have that gender, you know?
Well, she knew.
Yeah.
IVF they pick, which I think is bizarre.
Natural selection, but not natural.
At least let a doctor pick or something. Just surprise me. I guess I'm not in that situation. I shouldn't judge.
Like that doctor who, like, do you remember the one that like impregnated like 100 people?
Octomo. Yeah.
Kids everywhere.
Brother.
All right. We'll be back with Sister Wife. And until then, we love you guys.